Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, do you use essential oils, or maybe you're just curious about using them and you want to make sure you know how to use them before you get started? Then you have come to the right place. My name is Leah Jacobson, a certified clinical aromatherapist, essential oil educator, speaker, author, and all of that good stuff. But most importantly, I am your go-to when you have a question about how to use essential oils safely, no matter which brand you use. Now let's get started on today's podcast. Hey everyone, long time no see, right? Or no hear, rather. I thought I would start something different. Instead of feeling like I have to prepare this long podcast with all the bells and whistles and transcripts and fancy notes, you know, that was clearly holding me back. So I'm thinking, you know what I'm going to try? And you guys let me know what your feedback is on this. I'm going to try. Let's see if we can do daily or at least several times a week podcasts of just a little tip that will just be a few minutes a day. That way, every day you have a little something to chew on. So let's get started on that. So today's tip is going to be use basil essential oil carefully. So how this came about is, as some of you guys know, I've been pretty busy behind the scenes working on several great resources for you guys that I'm really, really excited about. And part of the reason why it's been a while since I've done a podcast too is I've been working on these things and they're just taking so much longer than I think they really should take. I guess it's kind of just like painting. You're like, yes, okay, I want to paint this room. It's a great idea. You can envision it. It's going to be wonderful. Everyone's super excited. So you go to paint and then you realize, well, before I do that, I have to fix the wall. I have to make sure that all the imperfections are smoothed out. And before you know it, you decide you're just going to redo the wall. You're going to tape, and you're going to mud, and you're going to sand, and you're going to primer. And of course, this is taking a lot longer than expected, right? Because you just can't go paint a wall. There's a lot of preparation to do first. So it's kind of like what goes on with me with projects. And you'd think I'd learn all the preparation that it is before I can just give you guys the goodies. So today's tip is going to be use basil essential oil carefully. So yes, this did come about, back to my tip, this did come about because I was discussing on a live in our group the other day, the Using Essential Oil Safely group, how basil essential oil, there's just so many kinds of basil essential oil, and how you have to be really careful which basil that you are choosing to use. And also, because I've been working on the Essential Oil Blends Safety Database, that's kind of like how all this started, I'm also going through and finding that not a lot of companies actually share the kind of basil that they actually choose to use in their blends. And this could be an issue. Now, there are several different species. There are several different Latin names that basil is sold as. You have Osmum basilicum, you have Osmum gratissimum, you have Osmum americanum, Osmum tenuflorum, and I'm sure I'm completely butchering those because I'm not Latin. And then within those different species, you have different chemotypes. So for Osmum basilicum, there's linalool, there's estragol, there's methyl cinnamate, and they each have different safety issues. So it's super important that you are aware and you research and try to find out from the company which basil they're choosing to use, because there could be some safety issues involved. So let me just give you a taste of what some of the issues might be if you don't have the right essential oil, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you know the essential oil, the basil that I personally prefer and recommend, and the only one that I choose to use. So if you are using a basil that's not my preference, it could have some of these safety issues. It could be a situation where it's not safe for you if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. It could be a situation where if you have bleeding disorders before and after surgery because it's anticoagulant that you may have issues. It could be a situation where it may interact with certain medications you are taking, MAOIs, SSRIs, even aspirin or blood thinners. So you want to be very, very careful. Some of them are even potentially carcinogenic. So you want to be careful when you are using blends that contain basil when it is not specified which basil is actually in there. So do your research, contact the company, and if they don't know, that's kind of a red flag that you should probably avoid using it. And I don't know what I would think about a company that didn't actually know the kind of basil that's going into their blends. That sounds to me like they're not doing proper research first. So my preference in a basil is Osmium basilicum linalool chemotype. This is safe for all ages. It's safe for use during pregnancy and breastfeeding, and it has a max topical dilution of 3.3%, but that means that you can still use it topically if you need to. It doesn't have any drug interactions. It's not potentially carcinogenic. It will not thin your blood. It's not phototoxic. It does not have any other safety concerns. So that is my tip for you for the day. And if you have any feedback, if you'd like to let me know if this was a terrible idea, if this was a great idea, if you have an idea for my next podcast episode, which could be me making little mistakes like I just did there, because I'm not going to take the time to edit these. They're just me as you get me, just like if I was live. If you have an idea for one, please let me know by emailing me at usingeossafely@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like more information about using essential oils safely, you can visit my website over at usingeossafely.com. Have a suggestion for another podcast episode or have a question for me about using essential oils? Go ahead and shoot me an email. My personal email is leah@usingeossafely.com. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.